Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Wenn man nach Australien übersiedelt, gehört es zu den ersten und wichtigsten Entscheidungen, wohin man zieht. Viele Einwanderer leben in Vororten, wo schon andere Einwanderer aus ihren Heimatländern wohnen. Man trifft dort auf eine vertraute Kultur. Die Menschen dort verstehen einen, sprechen die gleiche Sprache und können mit Rat und Tat bei der Eingliederung helfen. Mahir Momand ist der CEO of Regional Opportunities Australia. Er sagt, schon kleine Sachen, wie ein Laden, in dem man seine aus der alten Heimat gewohnten Lebensmittel bekommt, machen es leichter, sich in Australien zurechtzufinden.
Those neighborhoods where there are also grocery shops and where you can go and buy groceries that are similar to what you already know. So the cultural shock in that case is very little because you may be coming from, let's say, a part in Africa or Asia or Latin America and you come to Australia and you live in a community that is similar. And therefore you go to those shops and you buy those ingredients and groceries and all that.
Größere Ansiedlungen von Einwanderern findet man zumeist in den Großstädten, besonders in Stadtteilen mit einem Migrant Center.
It is nice to be in a bigger town where it is easy to go to various support organizations to understand English, to understand the various aspects of life here. Some people would want to learn how to drive, and that's easier to do in the cities compared to non-city areas. It's also, of course, helpful to live close proximity with people who speak the same language.
Berivana Mohammed hilft freiwillig im Australian Migrant Resource Center in Adelaide. Sie kam 1995 aus Bosnien nach Australien. Sie hilft Einwanderern aus vielen Ländern. Durch ihre Mutter hat sie starke Verbindung zur bosnischen Gemeinschaft.
My mom was actually a social worker for the ex-Yugoslavia community, so she used to work with everyone from that region that used to come here as refugees even after we arrived. And even when I got into my teenage years and we did work experience through high school, I actually decided to do my work experience in her organization.
Berivana sagt, dass es für sie gut ist, mit der bosnischen Gemeinde in Adelaide in Kontakt zu stehen. Doch für ihre Mutter hat es das Englischlernen erschwert.
She gained a lot of respect from her community for the work that she did. But not only from her own community, she was always helping everybody. Whoever asked her to, you know, for help, she would do it. She would gladly say yes. And the one thing I think that really wasn't good for my mom would have been that she didn't really improve in her English because she had to use her language to communicate with her clients.
Fatima Sali lebt in der Umgebung von Adelaide. 2018 kam sie mit ihrer Familie aus Afghanistan. Fatima studiert an der Uni. Doch sie sagt, sie ist gern mit der afghanischen Gemeinde in Kontakt.
We talk with the same language and we share our wins and happinesses. And yeah, of course, we understand the depth of the words that we say. So that is where we feel connected, we feel more happy and secure. We enjoy our gatherings. And I think that is something beneficial too. That is something which gives us a peace of mind.
Für ihre Eltern, die noch Englisch lernen, ist der Kontakt mit der afghanischen Gemeinschaft lebenswichtig.
If they don't engage with our community, they're alone at home. They feel more isolated and they feel the loneliness here. So they mostly engage with our own community members. They go to Afghan cultural celebrations, gatherings and they enjoy them a lot rather than being among other community members, because they really don't understand what they say. So.
Trotz aller Vorteile, so warnt Oman gegen ein Leben in ethnischen Ghettos.
Within those pockets, they speak their own language, and that removes them from connecting with the rest of the Australian community, which removes them from learning English, which removes them from understanding the culture and the norm of this country that they call home. And therefore, they live in those little pockets, and those little pockets may not be a very good representation of Australia as a whole.
Mohammed sagt, dass es in der Anfangszeit für Einwanderer gut ist, mit ihrer Gemeinschaft in Verbindung zu stehen. Doch man müsse sich mit den Jahren auch gegenüber australischen Einflüssen öffnen.
In the beginning, yes, because it's really hard to settle into a country that, you know, they don't speak the same language. the culture is totally different, the system is totally different. So in the beginning, they need that extra help from someone that's from the same background. But later on, a lot of these refugees, they actually assimilate with the community and they contribute in many different ways and they work together.
Ethnisch geprägte Orte gibt es aber nicht nur in Großstädten. Es gibt sie auch in ländlichen Regionen.
You take the example of Coffs Harbour in Byron Bay and those areas. Big Sikh community from India has come and settled there. They are really successful there. Or for example, you take the examples of other areas in regional New South Wales or regional Victoria. Now, if newcomers of those backgrounds are coming and going to those regional areas, they already have an existing presence of similar people in there.
Viele Einwanderer profitieren von der Nähe zu ihren angestammten Gemeinden. Aber es ist ebenso wichtig, mit der weiteren australischen Öffentlichkeit in Beziehung zu treten.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.